Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
High noon on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. It's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland-made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount+. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount+.
Tulsa King.
It's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our guest, Hondo Carpenter, covers the Raiders. Hondo, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, it's always a privilege to be on with you. I'm looking forward to being up in your neck of the woods, and thank you for having me. I always tell everybody yours is one of the most intelligent sports radio shows in the country, and it's a relief to be on with people who actually understand the game. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. What's been happening, Hondo? What's going on with your team, man, with the Raiders? What's their issues going on right now?
You know, the thing is I've said this all along. I think they're a 9-win team. I don't think they're a playoff team unless another team goes through incredible, you know, injuries like they did last year. Like, I think they could steal one in D.C. this weekend that I never had them winning with a healthy Jaden Daniels. So, I mean, if they got some help, I think they could get over 9 wins. But I think they're a 9-win team with a top 15 to 10 quarterback in Geno Smith. And in week one, he was the second-best quarterback in the NFL statistically. He looked phenomenal. In week two, he threw 3 interceptions. And that's kind of what you expect on a quarterback in the 10 to 15 range. They have a tremendous defense. One of the best defenses in the NFL. They've got what I believe is one of the best defensive coordinators who should be a head coach in Patrick Graham. They've got a great offensive coordinator in Chip Kelly and a very young offense. I think they're a good football team. I've got them probably 16 in the NFL, 16th best team, and they're playing like that.
You mentioned Chip Kelly. What are some of the things you've seen that he's brought over after winning the national championship at Ohio State, and maybe some of the differences that you've seen from his time in Philly before to now what he's bringing to the Raiders?
Well, first of all, and this is my personal opinion, but, you know, I think Chip Kelly got really humbled. And you know, my dad used to teach his sons, everybody gets humbled. It's what you do after it happens that defines you. And Chip had a ton of success and believed in himself quite highly.
Yeah.
But after he failed in the NFL, and then you look at what happened at UCLA, he was humbled. And now he's not like he used to be. There isn't an arrogant bone in his body. And I'll tell you a few things I like about him now. If you made this roster, he's got plays in the playbook for you. So literally, everybody on game day has a package. He spreads the ball to everybody, which is pretty phenomenal in today's modern NFL. I love his creativity. For every formation, they've got 4 or 5 plays. So you may be game planning on something he did in week one, and you see it in week two, and your defense calls out what it is, and it's a completely different play run out of the same formation. I love that. The other thing I love is, and this goes back to, you know, him being humbled, is he's really taken his time in teaching now. Now it's not blaming every other guy. If something doesn't work, and clearly you know it's not his fault. It's, you know, it's my fault. I got to call plays that these guys are ready to execute. And I have been so impressed with Chip. And I'm going to make a big prediction, and you guys, I know, have a long memory, so please save this tape. I believe what he's going to do in Vegas is going to earn him another job. Prior to Vegas, I don't think any NFL team would ever touch him. I don't think an NFL team today would touch him. Mm. But just if he continues on the road that he is here, I believe that this is going to get him another shot at a head coaching job.
Talking with Hondo Carpenter, covers the Raiders for SI. A couple of guys that are a little banged up, I want to get some updates on. We'll start with the main guy in the passing game, Brock Bowers. He played last week, but what's his, like, what percentage level is he going to be playing at? It didn't necessarily look the same in week two as he did in week one. Is he feeling better this week and he's going to be more the Brock Bowers we saw in week one, or more of what we saw in week two where it wasn't maybe as explosive?
I think he'll be closer to week one than week two, but I don't think he'll be either or. Okay. He's not going to be a static number one week one or a static week two. I think he's going to be more like week one. And, you know, last week he was 75% and still had a great game. But he didn't look like Superman.
Uh-huh.
And I think this week he's not going to be Superman, but be more like Batman. And, again, that guy, he is so impressive. And here's the amazing thing, guys. Let's just assume he was the lumber manager at Home Depot. This is the guy that you want your daughter to marry. He is just one of the nicest kids in the world. So incredibly humble. There isn't an arrogant bone in his body. In fact, I was talking to him in the locker room about being the best player at his position. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's tap the brakes. There's a lot of good ones. He goes, I have to watch my film, and I sure don't look like that to me. That's just the kind of kid he is. He's just, mm-hmm. you know, he's in Vegas. He's not at the casinos. His girlfriend doesn't live here. She's in school at another SEC school in Georgia. He's not out at the casinos. He's just in the building lifting, running, and watching film. He is a gym rat and just one of the nicest kids in the world. And I tell everybody, I understand people have teams they root for, and they should. But if you just root for good people, that's a kid you can get your kid a jersey of and be glad your kid likes them.
Good stuff.
The other guy I wanted to ask you real quick is Jackson Powers Johnson. Is he going to suit up, and how much of an impact does he have in their run game and pass game on the offensive line?
Yes, I do believe he's going to play. I believe that. But I don't think the Raiders' woes last week had anything to do with him not being there. So to me, anybody that tells you that, they're looking for excuses. You know, him and Alex Kappa battled throughout camp for the starting job. He won it because Kappa went down. I'm not saying he wouldn't have won it, but the last basically 10 days of camp, Kappa was injured. So and at that time, it was neck and neck. So I do think he'll play. I think he'll be back. But I think it's negligible, 6-1, half dozen to the other, on which one of them plays.
What's been happening with the running game and Jenty? I mean, we know what he's capable of, but last week they seemed to bottle him up.
Okay, I want to stop here, and this will make a good promo, so make sure your producer's running the show. But I have had over 160 requests this week to do interviews.
Uh-huh.
And the reason that I always take your show is because I call it intelligent sports radio.
Uh-huh.
I was on a national show this morning that said to me, why can't Ashton Jeanty run the ball? And then in Uncle Hondo's Reckless Pursuit of Truth tour, I had to basically set out to strip them down before I could build them back up.
Uh-huh.
And what I love about your show is, hey, why isn't it not what's wrong with him? You're smart enough to know the guy can run the ball, so what's the problem? So kudos to you. And this is why, if you're listening to any other sports radio show in your market, you're just literally a moron. So that being said, the issue is teams are stacking the box.
Uh-huh.
And so when you got eight men in the box, I don't care if you're Earl Campbell, Franco Harris, or Jesus Christ. You're not going to run the football.
Yeah.
And teams have made the decision, we're not going to let Ashton Jeanty beat us. And so they haven't. And that's literally been the issue. Are there some things the Raiders could have done different? Absolutely. But when I say different, maybe 25 to 30 yards more a game, still under 100, because teams are selling out to stop the run. They know that Chip wants to run the football. And that works in week one when Geno throws for 362. And if he would have been accurate in week two, they would have beaten the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers only scored 20 points.
Yeah.
And that it was Geno's was the reason they lost in week two. It wasn't the ability to not run the football. So, you know, it's absolutely nothing to panic about.
Talking with Hondo Carpenter, covers the Raiders for SI here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP. Defensively, what do you make of this Raiders defense? And it feels like you look at some of the names on this defense that maybe Washington could take advantage with their receivers against the DBs. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, the defense is the strongest part of the team, very elite. And so the corners are certainly probably the weakest spot. But go back and look at how they played. Caillou Blue is a super young defensive back who's played extremely well. Eric Stokes, go back to his rookie year at Green Bay. He played at an all-pro level, then got injured, took a couple years to recover, and now he's back playing very well. But that front four, and without Jaden Daniels, oh, Katie barred the door now. Because with Jaden, they would have kept those corners more in trying to keep them in the pocket. That's why maybe you haven't seen – I mean, you've seen four sacks from the Raiders, which is fine. But, you know, two for Max, two for Jonah Lalu. Oh, I forgot Tyree had one, so there's five. But, you know, they're going to – If it's Marcus, they're going hunting. They're coming to the DMV to go hunting. And they should show up in camo like the old Miami Hurricanes. But, you know, they're going to come after him. But it's going to be – I mean, Jeremy Chinn has been a phenomenal addition, a great addition to the Raiders. What a great leader. What a great young man he is. Just a high-quality human being and a great player. The Raiders are going to be fine. I will tell you this, if the Raiders lose on Sunday, and I think they will, okay, I want to make that point clear. I think it's hard to go across the country the way they do, although nobody's had more success than Pete Carroll. But I now think it's a winnable game, and I didn't think it was a winnable game when Jaden was, you know, and if Jaden doesn't play, I think it's a 50-50 game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I think if they were to lose this game, it's not going to be because of the defense. I really don't think Washington will get over 20 points.
Is that the script for their win then? Maybe get the run game going a little bit and make it a little bit of a dogfight, and whoever gets to 20 or 17 wins this thing?
Well, here's what I would say to you respectfully, is I don't think they care if it's a running or passing game. If you look at it, they have tremendous weapons receiving the football. They've got two number one tight ends in Brock Bowers and Michael Mayer. Mayer was the number one tight end in the 23 draft. Brock was the number one tight end in the 24 draft. They got Jacoby Myers, who's the most underrated wide receiver in the NFL, didn't drop a pass in 24. Mm. The guy is simply amazing. So if you want to block, if you want to flood the box, great. They'll throw the ball, and if Geno is acting like Geno, which he is 75% of the time, they'll win. And if he's not, they're going to lose. But I think the script is in the NFL, you want your defense to hold teams to 20 or less points, which they've done in the first two games, and you want your offense to get to 21. I think this will be the first one where the Raiders get to 21, as long as Geno is the 75% Geno that he is most of the time, and I think he will be. And then it's just a matter of, you know, the defense holding them to under 20. Now, if Jaden's there, I think it's hard to hold them under 20. But I'm going to share something with you guys that I think you'll find very enlightening. I love Jaden Daniels. I like the kid. I like the way he plays. I like the way he thinks. I love every single thing about Jaden Daniels. But when he was coming out, the people, the NFL executives who I trust, were very leery of him. And here's why. They all loved him for the exact reasons I just told you. But where they were nervous of him was the fact this kid, he plays like he's Jack Lambert or Wilbur Marshall. And he doesn't understand with that body frame, he's going to take a beating. But he doesn't care. He doesn't think about his body. He just, this is a kid that would play in a leather helmet. And if he wasn't, you know, a paid, highly paid NFL starting quarterback, he'd be playing in a beer league with Ron Popeil. Remember that guy from that movie about the, you know, the guy who played in the strike year for the Philadelphia Eagles? That's Jaden freaking Daniels. He's the guy you love. But, man, he better learn to protect his body, because everybody said to me, all the people I respect, I don't know if that kid knows how to slide. I don't know if he knows how to protect his body. He is toughness personified. But the problem is, he's little. And so if Jaden Daniels can stay healthy, I think that guy's on his way to Canton. But I'm going to tell you what, I just don't think that's part of his mindset. And I love the guy for it. If you're a football fan, you got to have a little statue with a half bathtub in your yard of him. Or you're saying, thank you, Lord, for guys like him that aren't thinking about the next paycheck. Just give me the ball.
Hey, we think our lucky star is every day that Jaden Daniels is wearing burgundy and gold. So
I just love that kid. I love his heart. He is all guts. This is a guy that may be the size of a shih tzu, but he plays like a rhinoceros. I just love his toughness. I love his old school football. I don't care what team you root for. If you don't have a Jaden Daniels jersey, I'm going to question your football IQ. That guy loves the game, and I love me some Jaden Daniels.
Well, Hondo, appreciate the time.
Appreciate
always great, as always. Real quick, official prediction?
Assuming Jaden doesn't play, 21-20 silver and black. If Jaden plays, then I think it's a 27-21 Commanders.
All right. Appreciate it, Hondo, and see you over at Northwest Stadium.
All right, bye, guys. Have a great
one. All right, buddy. Take care, brother.
Entertaining as always, Hondo Carpenter joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline.
Definitely that.
I mean, look, the Raiders sound confident coming in here. So, again, like we talked about to start the show, you saw last night, it's any given Sunday, and you saw with a Bills team that was supposedly supposed to blow out the Dolphins came in, gave them everything they could handle.
Don't
expect the Raiders to come in here and just fall over and let Washington have their way.
They're not going to do that.
800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, we'll take a look around the NFL coming up next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian here. And if you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Rood's systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Also, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. That's Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.